Following yesterday's stormy weather, it's a mainly dry but mostly cloudy day across eastern New York and western New England. Storms yesterday produced some heavy rainfall, and it was quite a soaker across portions of our area. Some spots picked up over 2 inches of rain yesterday. Additionally, storms turned severe south of Albany yesterday afternoon, and there were a number of reports of tornadoes across Pennsylvania, and the National Weather Service confirmed a tornado did touch down in Westchester County yesterday afternoon. All that stormy weather has moved away, and we're looking at a lot of clouds that are left behind. There have been some breaks of sunshine in a few spots, but it has been a mainly gray day across the region, and our temperatures this afternoon are running largely in the 60s, so it's fairly typical for this time of year in terms of the thermometer, and the humidity levels are nice and low. There is a bit of a refreshing breeze across the area today, so you might want that jacket, especially if you're going to be out as we get closer to sunset. And then as we head into tonight, we'll have a mix of clouds and stars. I'll call it partly cloudy. It may end up mostly cloudy in some spots at times. Some areas of fog are likely to form later tonight, especially in areas where the ground is damp and near bodies of water. Temperatures overnight will be in the neighborhood of 50 degrees, so it'll be a seasonably cool night across our area. And then as we head into the day tomorrow, we'll have another front approach the area from the north and west. So we're looking at a mix of clouds and sunshine, a little bit cloudier north and west of Albany. And it's those areas, north and west of Albany, that have the best opportunity to see some showers, maybe even some thunderstorms as we go through the day tomorrow. The front will weaken as it drops to the southeast, so there's still a chance for some afternoon showers in the capital region and points south and east, but the rain chances will drop off the farther south and east you are during tomorrow afternoon. You also notice a bit of mugginess tomorrow ahead of that front, so it'll have a bit of a summer feel as temperatures climb up close to 70 through much of our area, or even a bit above 70 in the capital region and points south. Following that front on Friday, it's back to a fall feel with temperatures in the 40s and 50s, and we're back into the 60s region-wide on Saturday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 50 to 55, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, maybe a late-day shower, muggy with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, muggy with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny with highs in the 60s, some 50s across the north, and on Saturday, partly sunny, chance of an afternoon spotty shower with highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.